We'll keep going in the Word of God. You can never get enough of the Word of God if you're born of His Spirit. But see, the American church system and American Christians are not born of God's Spirit. They get enough on Sunday morning for an hour, then what's on TV? Got to go hunting, got to go fishing, got to go work out, got to show off in pride and vanity, got to chase politics, got to chase money. But people truly born of God love the Word of God. Proverbs 13, verses 1, 2, 5, 6, 10, 16, 18, 19. A wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. If God's word doesn't correct you and you hate it, you're a scorner. A man shall eat by the good fruit of his mouth, but the soul of the transgressors shall eat violence. Violence is not just punching like you did last night in your carnal boxing events. Violence is when you are injustice against God. You're all violent against God as you steal His glory and you cheat against Him in spiritual harlotry. You're all violent against God. He destroyed the earth in Noah's day for that. And Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so it shall be in the coming of the Son of Man. Nothing new under the sun. Violence, injustice, unloving. We'll read some verses on that. A righteous man hateth lying, but a wicked man is lonesome and cometh to shame. You should hate every lie. You should hate the false gospel that they preach here. Incomplete and false. You should hate the pagan holidays, Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, that God never ordained, that are lies. They're Roman Catholic lies. You should hate them. You should hate the unconditional love of God that they teach, because it's not found anywhere in Scripture. God's always been a God of conditions. Do you hate all lies? If you don't, you're not following Jesus Christ. Psalm 5:5 says God hates the wicked.
God hates the wicked.
He does, Psalm 5:5. And Psalm 11:5 says God hates those that love violence. That would be injustice. It actually says that. He hates them. But He showed the love in Jesus Christ. That's the goodness and severity of God, Romans 11. Most people just want the goodness, but they're going to suffer weeping and gnashing of teeth. That's the severity of God. Only by pride cometh contention, but with the well-advised is wisdom. No wisdom in the American church system or in Stronger Man Conference or in Lindell's and Driscoll's and Javins and Tim's Church and all these churches in America that are corrupt and false. There's no wisdom there. Every prudent man dealeth knowledge, but a fool lay open his folly. Interesting. Isn't that something? Every prudent man deal with knowledge, but a fool layeth open his folly. That means foolish people neglect the Word of God, hate the Word of God, and hypocritical foolish people are the ones that claim Jesus, but they live outside of His Word and His ways, in sin and worldliness. Verse 18, poverty and shame shall be to him that refuseth instruction, but he that regardeth reproof shall be honored. See, the Bible is clear. If you love God, you love instruction, correction, righteousness, and truth in His Word. If you mock it, and you hate it, and you ignore it, no, sir, we're fine, thank you. Yeah, we're fine. We got water. Thank you, appreciate it. Take a gospel card.
Need anything else?
We need to preach the gospel because we love our neighbors.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're not preaching it in here, sir. Let me finish my scriptures here for a second. 19, the desire accomplishes sweet to the soul, but it is an abomination to fools to depart from evil. Did you hear that? It's an abomination for fools to depart from evil. When people mock, like these people have been doing and what happened this morning, when they mock the truth of God's word, it's an abomination to a fool to depart from evil. It's like pride and vanity and lying lips is an abomination to God, Proverbs 6. And so you need to test yourself, American so-called Christians. Christian means Christ follower. You did not follow Jesus to this goat show. You didn't follow Jesus to watch boxing. You didn't follow Jesus last year to see cars crushed with tanks. You didn't follow Jesus to the American church system. You didn't follow Jesus to your worldly carnal life. So following Jesus is in holiness, righteousness, goodness, and truth. So test yourself to the Proverbs. The Proverbs are full of wisdom that show us how to follow Jesus Christ. Come out of the world. Repent by the shed blood of the Lamb. Be made new. Know the love of God. 1 John 5:3. This is the love of God. Just feeling good? No. Doing some religious services? No. Keeping His commandments. This is the love of God. Keeping His commandments. You're not doing that in the American church system. You're not doing that in the American culture. You're clearly not doing it at the Great Southern Bank Arena at Stronger Man Conference. You're not doing it in Lindell's church or the cussing pastor Mark Driscoll's church. You're not doing it in Tim or Javin's church. You're not doing it in the churches in America. Why? Because they're all built by Satan. Originally, practicing things started by the Roman Catholics, that is an absolute satanic offering, handed down to the evangelicals, handed down to the Baptists, handed down to the non-denoms, handed down to all the Pentecostals and all these false man-made religious systems. So to follow the doctrines of Jesus Christ, it says in Ephesians 2 that we're built on Christ and the apostles and the prophets' doctrines. I promise you, American churchianity and this show is not built on the doctrines of Jesus Christ. It's built on man-made traditions that Jesus said in Mark 7, cause your worship to be in vain. Go read it, verses 6, 8, and 9. Take wisdom from the Proverbs. Be instructed by God's word and don't be a fool.